This is the 12th iFaith lesson. We've been in the Old Testament, the last two lessons, Job, faith in crisis, and our next two are from Proverbs. Now, of course, Proverbs is written to help us to have wisdom and to develop a disciplined life. This is explained in the opening paragraph of Proverbs. But Proverbs is not just a list of things to do or wise words. God actually illustrates what wisdom should look like through various people, various characters. I'm slipping here. I'm sitting on a hill. And particularly, he teaches us wisdom through a series of female characters. We all have a lot to learn. Now, not every woman in Proverbs is a principal character, and there are some important men, but I think the women dominate. So in this first video sermon, we're going to look at four principal women. Two of them are good. Two are bad. So we've got two virtuous and two wicked. And I'd like to begin with wisdom. In the Old Testament, in Hebrew, chokmah, wisdom, is a feminine word. It's actually the same in the other major biblical language, Greek. Sophia is wisdom, and wisdom is a feminine word. I don't know how you feel about that if you're a man. And we come across wisdom many places. In chapter 1, verse 20, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. So we have wisdom personified as a person. Wisdom is feminine. If we look in chapter 9, a great passage, wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat, mixed her wine, set her table, sent out her servants. And she calls from the highest point of the city, "Let all who are simple come to my house." To those who have no sense, she says, "Come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight." That's the first female character. Now, the second is her opposite, and this is folly. And folly is found also in chapter 9 and chapter 14. Well, we read this. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way, "Let all who are simple come to my house. Let those who have no sense," she says to them, "stolen water is sweet food. Eaten in secret is delicious." But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Well, this is similar to wisdom in that folly is made into a person, it's personified. And like wisdom, folly is calling out. Folly calls out in our society through the airwaves, through the internet, through peer pressure, and so many other avenues. So wisdom has a voice, and wisdom's calling, but so is folly. We see the effects of folly. For example, in 14:1, the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish woman tears hers down. Okay, let's talk about the third female principal character in Proverbs, and this is the adulteress. And she's found in so many places. They're actually found together. She's found together with wisdom in chapter 2, 2:16. "Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely, her house leads down to death and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain the paths of life." But this is a very common figure. I read from chapter 2. She's in chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. There's quite a long section where she leads astray the naive man who gives in to lust. So we have the adulteress. All right, now there's one more. We've had wisdom and folly, one good, one bad. We have the adulteress, bad. But we end with another great woman. And she is, in fact, so great, I've never met anyone like her. Now, often I hear Christians say, "Oh, my wife is the Proverbs 31 woman." And I know what they mean, but the way I read it, the Proverbs 31 woman is like superwoman. I mean, if you're like her, you're truly amazing. In fact, I would say she is what wisdom looks like when wisdom is a person. So let's read these verses from the end of Proverbs. "A wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for the tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers." She has this amazing character, and she's precious. She's worth more than rubies or pearls, depending on your translation. You'll notice that she gets up while it's still dark, but it's not because she went to bed early, because she stays up late too. She's always got something going on. She's an entrepreneur. She's a great mother, and she's a great wife. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She's clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at days to come. So not only is she an entrepreneur, but she cares about the poor. She brings credit to her husband, and she has this business, and she's well-connected. She's a networker. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. So wisdom teaches others. Wisdom is not just knowing stuff. Wisdom teaches others. Sorry about the picture. Keep moving. I'm on a hill, and the wind keeps blowing me. Wisdom would probably not record a video sermon on a hill in the wind. But wisdom speaks with wisdom. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. So she's not lazy. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Well, this is truly amazing. A few years ago, my wife and I developed a lesson on the Proverbs 31 man. Yeah, we know about the woman, but we looked at what the husband was like, who was with this amazing woman. But now I go even further. It's not just this amazing couple. This is the climax of Proverbs. This is the end of the book. Why does it end with this cameo appearance of the perfect wife, the ideal woman? Because Proverbs is written so that we can develop discipline and we can become wise. And here we have the last and final, and I think the most powerful illustration of that in this woman who's valuable, who's a hard worker, who cares for people, not just her family. She's outward focused. She teaches. She is not lazy. She fears the Lord. She's much more concerned with a heart and doing what is right than she is with her appearance. And as a result, she has a powerful influence on others. So what would be the challenges for us? Well, one, to fear the Lord. I mean, are we growing in wisdom? Are we growing in our knowledge of the Word? Lady wisdom here, the ideal woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, is one who fears the Lord. Very big theme in all the Proverbs, from from 1:7 all the way to chapter 31. I noticed that she is very disciplined as a person. Here's a good question. Is my sleeping under control? Too many Christians are destroyed. Their impact is lessened because they don't get up on time. And maybe if you're like me, sometimes the problem isn't so much getting up. I'm a light sleeper. The problem is going to bed. We have things to do, and somehow, you know, we want to go to bed at 10 or 12, and all of a sudden it's 1 in the morning or 2. But is my sleeping under control? Another question she makes me ask, am I responsible with money and possessions? And she clearly is excellent in those areas. She produces. Does my mouth nourish others? Do I feed others? And I don't mean cooking. I'm not a cook. Anyone who knows me knows I'm not a cook, but I do like to eat. But teaching others through sharing God's word, through sharing wisdom, through illustrating what it looks like to be foolish or wise, to be pure or impure, to be like this woman or not like her. Are we involved in outreach? What kinds of people are we reaching out to? Are we only reaching out to people who are automatically receptive? Do we reach out to proud religious people? How about atheists? How about members of other religions? Another question, do I eat the bread of idleness? That is, do I waste a lot of time? Am I going very easy on myself? Well, answer that one. And then the question I have for all the men, the brothers watching this, can I learn from a woman? Many men have a very strange idea that it would be wrong to learn from a woman, and that if a woman taught him something, she would be undermining his God-given leadership or masculinity, which I think is crazy, especially now that you know that Proverbs seems to honor the woman more than the man, and the ultimate illustration of wisdom is the woman. Can I learn from a woman? And then I would ask sisters, am I trying to be like her? Am I trying to be like Lady Wisdom, right? She is the perfect woman, mother, wife, everything. She's wisdom incarnate. And of course, she doesn't exist anywhere. But you know, Jesus lived a perfectly sinless life. No folly, no adultery, full of wisdom. If there was a female counterpart to Jesus, it would be this woman. They would be quite a couple. Well, Proverbs has so much to teach us. At the website, you'll find 31 podcasts on Proverbs. But in iFaith, we just have one more, and we will be looking at that next time, the principles of Proverbs. And this is intended to show us how to read them. Because, I'm sorry, but I fear that too many have not been instructed in how to read the Proverbs and are misunderstanding them and are teaching error about God by misunderstanding the Proverbs. Thanks for listening to iFaith video sermon number 12, and thanks for your patience, and I will try to not fall off the hill, and you have a great day.